for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. Well, this is a different kind of meltdown. I've talked about anything from traffic to cashiers pissing me off. Whatever bothers me during the week to the point that it's in my head, it's what I usually like to meltdown on. And sometimes people can share in my frustration. A lot of times people can share in my frustration because it's something that bothers a lot of people. Today,
truth,
it's a lot of people. Why? Because I'm a Bucks fan. I'm a real Bucks fan. A real deal Bucks fan. Born and raised in Tampa. Grew up in Seminole Heights in Ybor City. I've loved the Bucks since their conception.
One of those words.
All deceptions. And you know what? That doesn't make me super special because I've loved them since they first came into the league when I was 4 years old. I almost remember that. I kind of do. My earliest memories are 1978-79 when he started turning the corner. And I remember my parents being super excited. I remember going to the stadium and watching them lose in the NFC Championship game and crying in the car on my way home at 7 years old. But I digress. That's not what this meltdown is about. This meltdown is about certain members of the media here in Tampa. And it's unorthodox for me to attack what is essentially a colleague.
Yeah.
Because I am a member of the media. But I'm a member of Real Raw Radio, 102.5 The Bone, where we give you Real Raw Radio. That's why it's our moniker. But it seems to be some people just love to do the old school, play devil's advocate, really push the buttons of people. And it's really just clickbait. They need people to click on their website. And I'm not talking about a radio personality anymore. I'm talking about a writer that is well-respected, used to be, and well-known, sadly, in the Tampa Bay area. I don't know this person personally. Almost everybody I know does. But I do know I am a member of a very passionate community of Buccaneer fans. We call ourselves stick carriers. Why do we call ourselves stick carriers? Because...
what's in your hand?
That's my stick. It's my big old fat mother effing stick.
Yeah!
We call ourselves stick carriers because of the godfather, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dirk Cutter. After a huge victory last year, if you weren't paying attention, you weren't listening, he had the quote of the year for any coach. And it got us fired up. It brought everybody together. Buccaneer fans, new fans, old fans. Doesn't matter. If you have a common interest, a common love for the Bucks, a positive love for the Bucks, then you're a stick carrier. And it brought us all together when Dirk Cutter had that locker room speech. And he said these words right here, and if you were listening, it got you fired up immediately. But if you're a Bucks fan, you know.
Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Speak softly, but carry a big mother effing stick. Our coach said that. That is a fire the Bucks have needed for over a decade.
I thought that was Teddy Roosevelt.
Kind of. Yes.
I think it was.
It was originally.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Shut up.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. My point is, that's what the Bucks needed. The Bucks needed that fire. They needed that. That's what John Gruden brought to the Bucks. Whether people loved John Gruden or hated John Gruden, Tony Dungy was awesome, but we needed that fire. And that is what Dirk Cutter has brought to the team. So true Buck fans have all come together, and we have this stick carrier movement that is happening in the Tampa Bay area that has blown up to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I am proud to say that I am a stick carrier. We get on Twitter and we hashtag stick carrier. And look, the beauty of being a stick carrier, being a real Bucks fan, is it's anybody from any background, any ethnicity, any religious background. It's not even people that live in Tampa. There's stick carriers in Panama, in Canada, in Europe, England, all over the place, because people really, really love the Bucks. And this guy, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to
say his name. It's
you
wrong.
You want me to say it?
What's new? I'm not going to say it. It's wrong. It's wrong to even say his
name. Who sings that song?
I don't care. Look, I'm not going to say his name. But it just seems like he is just trashing a little bit too much. And I get it. I get it. Not everybody wants the positive news. But you know what? Right now, we are in a renaissance where the Bucks are coming up out of the cellar for the first time in a long time on a national level. We have Hard Knocks coming in, which is an HBO documentary series where they focus on one team. And if you're wondering why I'm explaining, if you're a first-time listener to the show, Anna knows nothing about sports.
That's fake news. I know a lot about sports.
Zero about sports.
A lot about sports.
You don't. You're adorable. You know a lot about other things.
I am adorable.
You are very cute. Anyway, let me goddamn meltdown.
Sorry.
So the Bucks are on the rise on the national level. We get crapped on 24/7 by the national media and sadly by the local Bucks media. Way too much. There's hardly any positive news. And look, we're not these soft soccer moms that need to be coddled and handled with kid gloves. We understand if there's negative news to be told, tell the negative news. But don't make up negative news. Don't strive to find the worst thing in what isn't even a fine example. And this is when this guy, I'm not saying his name, I'm just not going to do it, when he really came into the limelight and really started being hated by stick carriers and Buck fans alike, Jameis Winston, when he went to talk to the elementary school a few months ago, and it came to light that he told a girl, you know, or told the girls in the classroom that they needed to speak quietly and be gentle and all that because he was trying to motivate a kid in the classroom that was kind of bored and not paying attention. His goal was not to diss all the ladies out there.
It wasn't sexist.
It wasn't. Jameis Winston's a good kid, and nobody's been able to find anything bad to say about him since he came into the league, even though everybody predicted he was going to be a giant piece of crap, and he has been nothing but exemplary. He's been probably the best person in the NFL. He's amazing. He's a great quarterback. He's a great leader. He inspires people 15 years older than him to play better football, and he goes around and he does things in the community during the offseason when most football players are sitting on the couch playing Madden and going out and having fun and taking their shirts off on boats and doing whatever they need to do. Jameis is out there doing things in the community, and he gets crapped on by a local writer who I won't say his name. But it's very annoying to me, and it gets under my skin, and it gets under real Bucks fan skins. And now people are writing things, nobody in particular, but people are writing things about bandwagon jumpers, like, oh, pump the brakes on the bandwagon. Number one, I hate bandwagon. I hate the term bandwagon. If you want to be a new follower of the Bucks, if you want to be a new fan of the Bucks, why not invite what you call a bandwagon jumper? Bring them all in. I don't care. If you want to stop loving the Cowboys tomorrow and be a Bucks fan, bring it.
I think the term bandwagoner can be, and I'm kind of on board with you. I do not like the term, but it does apply to those people that only cheer for their team when they're winning.
Good.
And do nothing but break you down when you're losing.
Like, well, look,
kicking a guy when they're down.
Look. Well, they suck. Like, if you want to be negative, that's one thing. Yeah. But if you want to be a new fan of somebody because they're actually doing well, I get it. You're not as good a fan as a diehard that follows them when they're losing.
Yeah.
Because I have walked into that stadium when we're 0-10, when we're 0-7, just as excited to watch my team play any time. I've been a season ticket holder forever. I've walked in with that glowing orange in my face when it wasn't sexy. Now it's sexy. And ate it up. I've always been there for them. I'm one of those guys. It's fine. And I get pissed off when they're doing bad. And I'll say something when they're doing bad. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion when the team isn't really working towards being a great team. But the last couple of years, you can't really say that this team isn't trying. From an organizational standpoint, they're doing everything a team is supposed to do to bring a winning franchise to their community. They're going out, getting the coaches they need, getting the players they need, signing the free agents, drafting like champions, getting the best GM we've ever had. And I thought Rich McKay was amazing back in the day, but we are doing everything we can. And guess what? The results are showing. We go from 6-10 to 9-7. And now nationally, everybody is on board. Why are they on board? Because the Bucks are doing everything they're supposed to do. They have the right chemistry, the right players. They're cutting players that are bad attitudes, and they're signing people that are good people that have potential to get W's in the win column. So why the negative? Why the negativity? Why? Because people, he knows, he knows, I'm not saying any names, that people are going to see the headline and go, what's this effing crap all about? What's new, Pussycat? And then they're going to get on it. They're going to get more frustrated. And they're going to say his name out loud more often. It's going to get more publicity and more people clicking on ads. What's new, Pussycat? And it's annoying. It's annoying, and it really pisses me off. It really pisses me off. And look, I am a little bitty flea on the big old back fur of Tampa media. I am nothing. I am a nighttime radio guy during the week. I'm a weekend radio guy and on the weekend. But I am a stick carrier. I am a real Bucks fan. I am somebody that gets pissed off, and thank God I have a voice. I have a radio program. I'm able to say it. And if I get backlash because I'm attacking a fellow media member, good. I don't even care. I don't care. But I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to speak for the stick carriers out there that we want to rise up as a positive fan base. We don't want to be these jerks that dump our team because there's some reason to dump our team. We're going to be there no matter what.
There's a difference between, you know, obviously there's no such thing as a perfect football team.
No!
Okay, but there's a difference between how you approach bringing up the negatives or saying, hey, this is what they did, this is what they did well, but it seems like sometimes this particular individual only wants to highlight the bad.
Yes!
Yeah.
And that's with all of our local franchises, it seems to me.
Yeah. What's new, Pussycat?
Where's the write-ups when we're kicking ass? Like, by the way, in the offseason, look, there's a whole nother game of football that happens off the field.
Yeah.
And that's what's been happening since that last game when we beat the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, free agency. Nailed it, right? Chris Baker, DeShaun Jackson. We get another safety. We are nailing it. The draft. Crushed it.
Don't forget Nick Folk.
Thank you. I was also, and I'm trying to think of the safety's name we got from Dallas, and I'm brain farting that too. But we killed it. We killed it in the offseason, doing everything we can do to make the team better. So where are those positive write-ups? Where is that happening at? And I'll go back to making fun of bandwagons and people. I want all of them. I want anybody who wants to be a Bucks fan now to join.
We got
because
Anna.
That is more.
Yeah, even me.
If I can get you in a Buccaneer jersey, if I can put you in a Quan Alexander jersey and put you up in that stadium during a game, that's one more red, one more pewter jersey that's not a Giants jersey or a Patriots jersey in Raymond James Stadium. I'll take every bandwagon jumping or however you say it. I'll take it right now, and we will embrace them in the stick carrier movement because guess what? By beginning of the season, middle of the season, there's going to be 20,000 stick carriers in that stadium, and we're going to be a rabid fan base that everybody in the nation is going to recognize. Nobody is going to ignore us because it's gotten to the point where we have finally come together online and through my buddy Justin Pulaski's podcast. People are really starting to understand what it is to be a positive fan base that really loves their team. And that's what Tampa's needed for a long, long time. And if you're talking about bandwagons, how many people that live in New England knew who Steve Grogan was that are fans now?
Yeah.
Right? I remember when the Patriots had an empty stadium. I remember in the early 90s, after they went through that spell, when the Bears came in and kicked their crotch in the Super Bowl, they didn't know where's all the Patriot fans? There was none. There was hardly anybody there. But they put a team together, and now they've been a dynasty for over 20 years. Their fan base is great. You see anybody making fun of their fan base? Everybody thinks they're the greatest. There's only a handful of real solid fan bases that have been around forever. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, I hate to say it. Dallas Cowboys. Ugh, I hate to say it. But they've been around forever. They fill their stadium. That's the way it is. But you know what? We have them here, but we get made fun of. We get called bandwagon jumpers. It's fine. But how about you write something else?
Yeah.
How about you don't crap on Jameis Winston because you're turning people against you, and they're tired of it. People are tired of it. And guess what? When the only way they're going to read your story is by clicking on it, they decide not to click on it anymore, it's not good for you. What's new,
Pussycat? Is there something wrong with your computer?
It keeps doing that. I don't know.
Who sings that song again?
I'm not good with computers.
Yeah. Anna, this is our new Pussy Problems intro.
I guess.
You know that?
You guys have pussy problems too?
727-579-1025. Yeah, do you still have that cat at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what that smell is?
You got to sell it. You got to sell the cat.
Yeah, I don't even like it.
You probably get a few dollars for it. No, it's bad.
It smells really bad.
It does. What is it, a calico? Did you adopt that thing?
No, it just showed up on my doorstep.
It's gross.
Has spots all over it.
Look.
Oh, boy.
Bumps.
Boy. What's new, Pussycat?
smells like trash.
I'm excited about the Bucks.
I never clean it.
I couldn't be more excited.
Don't let it crawl in a wall here or something. That'd be bad.
I hate you so much right now, Anna. So there you go. I am proud to say I'm a stick carrier. I am proud to say I'm with that community. And if you want to talk negative about the Bucks, there's going to be a backlash. People aren't going to like you, and that's just the way it's going to be. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. If they give you a reason to be negative, if you want to write about somebody wanting to poop in the back of a cop car, right away. Just write. Get your pen out, your paper, your old school typewriter, and start plucking away at the keys, because that is a story that deserves to be written. But if you're trying to find negativity and what is really, really a positive thing that's happening right now, I'm not a fan.
Nope.
Just not a fan. It's sad to me.